fist is so, you know I found it's time to get it down, and I make you frown. Turn right around, upside down with these sounds. Tune in to it. Hi, hello, welcome back to Musish. It is me, as always, your host, Julie B, aka Cron Fused. Hope you're having a lovely Friday so far. Mine has been early and gray, and I think that is a, you know, real Vancouver vibe. Today, we have a very fun, very spacey, very special episode of Musish. I'm theming it off of, if you couldn't guess already, space. So if you want to tune in for that, please stay tuned, because that's what we're doing right now. We're going to be kicking it off with something that is very near and dear to my heart, which is to say a little bit of the classic radio play Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I listen to this almost every night when I'm falling asleep. I grew up listening to the radio play on very long road trips from Yellowknife down to Cloverdale. And so the sci-fi, spacey silliness of this radio play is paramount to, you know, my cultural foundation, and you're going to be subjected to some of that silliness today. Douglas Adams is an incredible writer, and I definitely suggest you check out any of his work if you enjoy sci-fi. We also have a little bit of an exclusive from Canadian band Bicycle Face, talking about their album Bicycle Space. It's a new concept album all about space, and I adore a concept album. We're also going to have a bunch of Salami Rose Joe Louie, a couple David Bowie moments, and of course, it really wouldn't be a Cron-fused show if I didn't obsess over Nada, so their song On Venus will be coming up in this first chunk as well. And I hope you enjoy everything you hear in the next hour, and maybe I'll pop in again to make up a spacey tune myself. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, let's start it off with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy here on Musish on 101.9 FM CITR.
Dive! Dive!
Episode 5, The Restaurant at the End of the Universe. Sent to find the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything, Arthur Dent and his companions have been cornered by two humane cops, who, nevertheless, have left them in a certain death situation.
The story so far. In the beginning, the universe was created. This has made a lot of people very angry and is now widely regarded to be a bad move. Many races believe that it was created by some sort of god, though the Jatravardid people of Viltvodl 6 firmly believe that the entire universe was in fact sneezed out of the nose of a being called the Great Green Arkelseizure. The Jatravardids, who live in perpetual fear of the time they call the coming of the Great White Handkerchief, are small blue creatures with more than 50 arms each, who are therefore unique in being the only race in history to have invented the aerosol deodorant before the wheel. However, the Great Green Arkle Seizure theory was not widely accepted outside Vilt Vogel 6. And so, one day, a race of hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings built themselves a gigantic supercomputer called Deep Thought to calculate, once and for all, the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. For 7.5 million years, Deep Thought computed and calculated and eventually announced that the answer was, in fact, 42. And so an even bigger computer had to be built to find out what the actual question was. And this computer, which was called the Earth, was so large that it was frequently mistaken for a planet, particularly by the strange ape-like beings who roamed its surface totally unaware that they were simply part of a gigantic computer program. And this is very odd, because without that fairly simple and obvious piece of knowledge, nothing that ever happened on Earth could possibly make the slightest bit of sense. However, at the critical moment of readout, the Earth was unexpectedly demolished to make way for a new hyperspace bypass, and the only hope of finding the ultimate question now lies buried deep in the minds of Arthur Dent and Trillian, the only native Earth people to have survived the demolition. Unfortunately, they and their strange companions from Betelgeuse are at the moment being shot at behind a computer bank on the lost planet of Magrathea. This is what the computer bank is about to do. And the time at which it is going to do so is 20 seconds from now.
It's a shame we never managed to get the work done in revising the book. I thought it looked rather promising.
Yes. What book?
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that thing.
Guys, I hate to say this, but this thing really is going to blow up.
Okay.
Parties and galas and lounging poolside, the members aboard soon realized they had made a grave mistake. They hadn't known that all the Earthlings are spiritually connected to the sun. Thus, as the sun began to fade, they too soon would perish. A leading scientist aboard figured out, using the Nicky Booty Maximus formula, that the only hope for survival was to return to the Earth and restore the energy of the sun. The return trip was made rather quickly, as their breathing was fading fast as the setting sun.
Take Mickey Mouse has grown up the cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the law man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
say you can't hide that you want me to stay. But I leave behind what waste my time. Not a player, but know how to play. Plus, my girls out back, calling my escape. Like, pull up, bitch, let's go. The studio, trying to smoke this drill and fuck up the stereo. My circle gets smaller, and yet I go taller. The weight on my shoulder fall like a boulder. And my inner child got bolder. Blank stares, lights on, no one says how feel when your energy's near. Consistent fear, stolen vision, actions different, purpose distant.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Hi there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Hi, my name's Ava, and I am one half of the band Bicycle Face. Thanks so much, Julie B, for playing us on the show. I'm going to talk a little bit about our new full-length outer space-themed concept album that we just released a few days ago. So the album explores outer space from a few different angles of the imagination. So in the early tracks of the album, we have some songs sung from planet Earth about kind of warnings about climate change, one sung from a folk singer in the woods and another from a giant squid living deep underneath the sea. From there, we kind of zoom out and we get a love song sung from a comet to a spaceship hurtling towards it. And then the idea is that the Earth reaches its apocalypse stage and its inhabitants are sent spinning far and wide across the galaxy. And from there we get a few kind of psychedelic vignettes in the middle of the album before we're kind of brought back down to Earth and left wondering if it was all a dream. So that's kind of the idea behind the full album. And my bandmate Teresa is here and going to talk about one of our favorite tunes in particular, which was one of the first singles.
Cool. Thanks for having us, Julie. I'm going to talk about Icarus. So Icarus is technically based on a true story. The love song from a comet that Ava mentioned is sent towards the spaceship Rosetta, which was sent out, I think it was around 2013, to go crash land into a comet. And I was following this at the time, and it came out that the comet was emitting like an audio signal. And the headline was like, "Comet sings," or something like that. So that kind of piqued my imagination, and I wondered what would a comet sing about. Obviously, it's of a long-distance relationship. So the comet sings the love song, and then Icarus is the response from the spaceship Rosetta to the comet. And the spaceship is a little less idealistic. It kind of knows all of history, and like maybe long-distance relationships are a little fraught with different things, and is a little more anxious, and it's got all these passwords to remember, so it's like having a hard time focusing on the relationship. And then the name Icarus is just from flying too close to the sun or the comet, I guess. And yeah, we had a lot of fun arranging this song. I wrote it on the ukulele originally, and it turned into an arpeggiator, like full tone jam by the end of it. So yeah, that's Icarus.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Amongst all these heroes, I think I might have found the one. But like Emperor Nero, I'm flying too close to the sun. You might say, hey, don't you mean Icarus, and you'd be right.
I She's from the kind. lives in space. Bear lives in space. What you doing out there, man?
That's pretty freaky, Barry. Is it cold out in space, Barry? You can borrow my jumper if you like, Barry. Does the cold of deep space make your nipples get pointed, Barry? Do you use your pointy nipples as telescopic antennae to transmit data back to Earth? I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, you. Do you have one really funky sequined spacesuit, Barry? Or do you have several changes? Do they smoke grass out in space, Barry? Or do they smoke astroturf?
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? I said, do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man? We come a radar screen. How far out are you, man?
I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
I'm orbiting Pluto. Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernaut suit.
I'm picking it up on my LSD screen.
Can you see the stratosphere ringing?
To the choir of astronauts singing. Bowie's in space.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome back, or thank you for remaining tuned in. This is me, Julie B. We're on Musish today. It's Friday. It's a gray one. It's not a bad time, but it's just facts. We've been getting spacey and far out with the tunes today, inspired by Bicycle Face, a femme-fronted duo out of Manitoba. And we've also listened to a bunch of other super fantastic artists from all walks of the galaxy. We had Jamiroquai, the 90s classic disco band. We also had a double dose of Salami Rose Joe Louis with her Confessions of the Metropolis Spaceship at the beginning, and then Cosmic Love just recently. And not only did we have some Bowie with his Life on Mars, but we also had Bowie by the Flight of the Conchords. And what you just heard was Klaatu's Interplanetary Craft. And it is a fantastic song. This band is super interesting from Canadian rock history. There was even a time where people thought it was a secret Beatles album. Definitely suggest looking into it. You might have to go to YouTube or your local record store because it's not on Spotify. I'm going to wrap up here real quickly, though, with a little space jam of my own. Not that space jam, but you know I am a Looney Tune, so it's going to be weird, it's going to be wonderful, and I hope your day follows thusly. And no matter what you get up to today or this weekend, I hope that you stay inspired. Thanks for listening to Musish here on 101.9 FM CITR Discord Radio. I'm Cronfused, and honestly, you're wonderful for listening. Thank you so much.
Of the Milky White rainbow, so high. Galaxy.
fantastic dust. It makes me so impressed I just can't speak. Yeah, in the galaxy I'll be floating away, you see, into Neptune's milky sea. A gas of a good time for me. I'm in space, I'll get right on high. I will fly by into your eyes. Dream full, I'll fly, wish on my thighs as they pass by in the night sky. Yes, me, I am an alien. I have been here partying with my human mask on again. And you know that I'll always be good at pretending I'm a human. That's why I understand your need for partying is one that's far out, man. I can't help there. If you wanna come around, I'll take deep space. It will be a fine.